Nolte, transphobic Fox News anchor Julie Banderas accuses Breitbart News of sexism. By John Nolte on January 30, 2019. Fox News anchor Julie Banderas responded to criticism from Breitbart News by engaging in the transphobic act of assuming a person's gender. On Monday, Banderas had a public meltdown when Banderas claims the word meltdown is sexist. On Monday, Banderas totally, freaked out after President Trump tweeted some mild criticism at a couple of Fox News reporters. In a series of three tweets, Banderas melted down, made a spectacle of herself. Her screechy and overheated tweets, Banderas believes the words screechy and overheated are sexist. Her shrill and neurotic tweets were something right out of the leftist playbook that seeks to silence people through the pathetic act of declaring speech dangerous or bigoted. Breitbart News published my criticism of Banderas' public butt-bearing on Tuesday. On that same afternoon, Banderas chose not to respond to the substance of my criticism. Rather, she sought to silence me, this time by screecore, by bleating about sexism. Screechy, overheated, meltdown? Fascinating, but I'm actually as mellow as news anchors come, Banderas tweeted. My question is, would these descriptions be used to describe my speaking up if I were a man? I'm going to venture a guess. No. Banderas obviously knows that I am the one who wrote the piece, and here she is accusing me of sexism. But the only way she can make that accusation is if she assumes my gender. Transphobia is already a serious problem in America. And for a high-profile Fox News anchor to assume someone's gender based solely on a first name and full beard. Maybe Fox needs to think about some sensitivity training. In my original piece, I described CNN's Jim Acosta as neurotic, so any claim this is a sexist term is absurd. My only regret is my failure to describe Acosta as high-strung and brittle. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.